It's on already?
Friday, 25th September, Good Ways Tishri, Rabbi Lavish Heller.
Hadas.
Rabbi Isai, we'll start with Hadas, maybe we'll get to Esri, maybe we'll go beyond that, but I don't want to talk about the halachas of Dalet Minim. I want to learn with you a shittul Gemara relating to the Dalet Minim. The Gemara says like this, in the Chumash day, with regards to the Hadas, the Torah says you should take enough eight oats, a branch of a tree, which is avos. Avos means plated or braided. It has to be avos. Says the Gemara in Sechah Sukkah, Daflamet Beizamet Beiz, about six lines from the bottom. Tone, eight avos kosher. V'she'eine avos posul. Avos is ma'akif. If it's avos, it's kosher, and if it's not avos, then it's posul, and it disqualifies the hadas and the entire Dalet Minim. Frek the Gemara, heichi domi avos. What is the definition of avos? What's the breaking point? At what point are you considered avos? And when do you cease to be avos? Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, v'hu dekaimo talsa talsa tarfi bikino. You need three, groups of three to come out of the same kin, or the same khan. Rashi seems to suggest that all three leaves have to actually come out from the same hole, from the same socket. And Tosfos says, it's a chumra gdoila, we don't find such a thing. It's very difficult to find such a hadas. And therefore Tosfos says, kin echad means it comes from the same point within the branch. But not that it has to come out of the same hole in that point. They come from different parts of the branch, but they come at the same level. All three come out on the same level, not one above the other. And that's the halacha. But you need three to come out at the same level, l'kula alma. In these two opinions. Zokti Gemara, Rav Kahana Omar, Rav Kahana says, afilu terei v'chad. Rav Kahana says, you don't need all three to come out at the same point, but even if two come at the same point, and one is slightly lower, but it comes up into the same space of the other two leaves, so then that's also kosher. Afilu terei v'chad. Zokti Gemara Amaisa, Rav Acha Brei Derova, Mahader Atrei V'chad. Rav Acha Brei Derova was Mahader, he sought Dafke to take Atrei V'chad. In other words, if he had Hadassim that had all three on the same level, he would Hadassim, he would dismiss those in favor of one that is two on the same level and one beneath. And the Gemara says, why? Why? Rav Kahana merely said that even if it's not all three on the same level, it's still kosher. But avada three on the same level is better. So the Gemara explains, Hoyil v'nofik mipume de Rav Kahana. Rav Acha did this because Hoyil v'nofik mipume de Rav Kahana, because these were the words that came out of the mouth of Rav Kahana. In other words, we could have thought that perhaps Rav Acha wanted to be Meir Hoyra, he wanted to teach a din, he should know that even this is kosher. So the people are stuck, they shouldn't be nimna from the Dalet Minim, they should take this as well. Zokti Gemara, that's not why he did it. We'll see later on, there was a Tana that used to bite into the Esrig for the second days. Because he held that a chaser is kosher, and he wanted to teach a din, he wasn't hungry to eat the Esrig, he wanted to teach a din, that this is also kosher. Zokti Gemara, that's not why he did it, there was a separate kiyum over here on the part of Rav Acha. He wanted to be kaimab sadin of lidobik miraboy. Because Rav Kahana said two and one, this was a chetimtzafim, in addition to the kiyum of Dalet Minim, to have a kiyum, some sort of a kiyum of dveikus b'Rav Kahana. If Rav Kahana said this is kosher, I want to be hoylich b'drochav of Rav Kahana, and I want to use such a hadas. Okay. Omer lei mar barameimar l'Ravashi. So mar barameimar said to Ravashi, Abba, my father, ameimar, l'ahu hados, shoyta korile. Or maybe it should be read, l'ahu, Hadas Shoita Korile. This type of Hadas that has two and one, which not all three are coming out on the same level. So my father, Ameima, referred to this as a Hadas Shoita. Hadas Shoita. The Gemara goes on to say that there's a Braise, a member of Tanoim, in which it says, Noshru Roiv Olov, Vinishtairu Boy Miut, if the majority, if 51% of the leaves of the Hadas fell off, and you're left with only 49%, kosher, it's kosher, as long as the ovois element is still in place, as long as it's still plaited, as long as it's still embraided in that way that they overlap each other with these leaves, if these leaves are still in place, then it's kosher. Frekti Gemara, how could you have 51% of the leaves gone and still retain the ovois? If three come out on the same level, roiv would mean that two out of all the three are missing. So she left with one. One is not ovois. Zokti Gemara, a Gemara gives a teretz. We're talking about aso mitzro. We're talking about a different type of hadas. Aso mitzro, Rashi brings two pshatim, either it grows on the border and it's exposed more to the sun, or it comes from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. But whatever the case is, aso mitzro, they have seven on each level. They have seven leaves coming out on each level. And as such, it's possible to be missing the roiv and still have three for avos. So even if four fall out on each line, but you're still left with three. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, it's a dovra poshet. It's not worse than any one of our hadasim where you have three on each level. Says the Gemara, I would have thought that since it's called asa mitzro, I would have thought that it's not the hadas that we're dealing with. Asa mitzro, it's a different type. Kamash melon, that even though it has a shem levai, it's still considered hadas, and it's still kosher. Ad kan the Gemara, Rabbeisa, and af lamed beizam, et beizam, the bottom, going into lamed gimel, or an alef on top. Okay, so what did we learn here? Hadas has to have ovis. Ovis is ma'akif. And the machlekes amarayim, whether ovis needs three literally, or two, and one that starts slightly lower and comes in. And then we find one amarayim was makbid dafkit to go with that one. Hoyo v'nofik mipum edrafkahan. Fine. The Ma'is is azoy. The Rosh brings a machlokes hagoyim. We know that you're allowed to have more hadasim than three. And in fact, it seems from this Rosh that the goyim were makbid to have dafke more than three. They have extra hadasim. So there's a clear here in the Rosh in Simin Yudalid. What would be the din if I have three kosher hadasim, kosher lididam, that you need three li'ikuva to come out on the same line? I have three like that that are kosher. I want to use nine hadasim. I'll pick Kabbalah, there's an Indian to use nine hadasim. I have another six hadasim, and these six hadasim are what the Gemara referred to as hadas shoyter. They're two plus one on the bottom. I'm not using these two plus one to be Mekayim, the Gufa Mitzvah. For that I have three Kshedim. I'm using these three plus one, two plus one, the Hadash Shaita, as an addition. As a Tesefes Hidur, to have additional Hadassim. Does it passel the Dalit meaning, yes or no? In other words, is Hadash Shaita such a psul that it's Ma'akiv and it passels even if it's on top of the original three? What's the Tzad that should be Ma'akiv? So, let me read what the Rosh writes. ובהדס שאיני אבויס, נחלקו הגדולים. אם הוא מין הדס, ויוכל להוסיף ממנו לנוי, זאת תגרוש בהג, דבלוכת גדולת כוסף, דהדס שויתה אפילו בהדי אסה אחרינו פוסל. Even in addition to the other ones, it's possible, it passes the whole דלת מינים, we'll see why in a moment. ורב נטרונוי כוסף, אם יוכל להסוס כולי מן האבויס, מיצו מן המופחר. If all you find is three of avos, memale oisa hadas shoyte v'shapir domi. So it's a machlekes Rav Natrunoi and the Bahag, whether in addition to the three, you're allowed to add others. Bring the Rosh weiter. Chen kosav Rav Paltayo. I'm assuming, yeah, it's also from the Goyim. Min amikro haya mashma dishnei minim hei. There's a pasuk in Ezra which writes, the kosav, see v'ezra v'alei hadas, Va'alei Eitz Ovis. Mashma, that a hadas, which is not an Eitz Ovis, has its own definition. He says, we see they grow from the same branch, from the same root, from the same bush. Some grow threes, and some grow two plus one. So you can tell me it's a different mean. It's very shvet to say such a thing. V'shavim b'maro u'b'koyma. Zei yoytin olav avis, zei yoytin olav avis. Some of them grow in threes, some don't grow in threes, but it's the same thing. How can you tell me it's a different mean?
V'afilu sheposu ha'kotzev l'mitzvos hadas, mikol mokoy min echadu, v'ein kal bal toisif.
It's no bal toisif. Midi dehava, and he brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda who says that eged, luv tzorech eged, and you have to use something that comes from the palm tree. As long as it comes from the palm tree, it's not considered a bal toisif, it's not a numi. So Al Kaponim says Rav Paltaya in the Rosh, it's not worse than anything that's part of the hadas. It's possible to be used as one of the minim because it's missing, it has a chesaron that it's not obvious, but it's still a hadas. Now we have to understand the tzad of the cholkim, the tzad of the bahag. Why would I think that if it's 2 plus 1, ein chenami, it's not obvious, but mehecha teise, that it should be a different mean entirely? So the ma'is is a zayra, b'isai. The Gemara brought a very interesting lashon. The Gemara used the lashon, Abo lahu hadas shoita korile. He called it a hadas shoita. What's the pshat in this lashon? Why couldn't he say, my father held that it's possible? My father said that it's possible. Why hadas shoita korile? The Ran brings two pshatim in the word shoita, in this context. Zok the Ran, hadas shoita korile, he brings two pshat. One pshat is lefisha olov hoilchim shaloi keseder kederech hashoita. Apparently, a shoita can't walk a straight line. He walks and he goes out of line. He walks and he goes out of line. It would be appropriate for the leaves to all be in line if they go two and then down and two and then down. So that's behaving like a shoita, and that's why we call it a shoita. That's one pshat. Inami says the ran another pshat. Lefisha einoi hadas gomor kori shoita. A bchoyer from the mother also seems to be a bchoyer. There's an element of bchoyra here, because he's the firstborn from the mother. But we call him a buchra sichlo. A buchra sichlo, he's a shoyte bchoyer, because he's not really a bchoyer, he's not a bchoyer from the father. Kumto is that the word shoyte in this context can mean one of two things. One can be that we're dealing with a hadas that is behaving inappropriately. It's faulty. It's a hadas that has a fault. So the word shaita would be an adjective. It's a hadas that is a shaita. But besides, it's a hadas. There's another pshat which the Ram brings that it's like a b'chor shaita. B'chor shaita, the shaita in this, over here, doesn't mean, it's not an adjective, it's a noun. This isn't a hadas, this is a hadas shaita. This is a deceptive hadas, it's a counterfeit hadas. It's deception. The word shoyt over here means like meshata ani boch. I'm kidding you. I'm fooling you. Don't take me seriously. I'm not what I appear to be. Hadas shoyt korile in the second shot in the Ran is not that it's a hadas that has a fault, but the very definition of hadas is a shoyt. It's hadas shoyt. The chalois shem hadas is not a real chalois. Let's remember the Torah never said the word hadas. The Torah says anaf eitz avos. If it's lacking avos, then this is not the hadas to which the Torah refers to. It's a new mean. The definition of the mean is not determined by where it grows from, what bush it comes from, who its neighboring branches are on the bush. The definition, the Torah's defining factor for this leaf is that it has to be avos. If it's not avos, it's nisht of dem ret the Torah. That's not what we're dealing with. It's a different mean. And this is why the Gemara used the term shaita, according to each pshat, for a very different reason. And it's very possible, it's ken zayin, that this is the machloikis that the Ran brings, that the Rosh brought. Whether or not, in addition to the Gimel, you can use this type of hadas as an extra. It depends how you taish the word shoyt. If you taish the word shoyt, hadas shoyt korile, it's a hadas. Avad, it's from the same mean as hadas, but it has a chisorin that it's not behaving properly. There's an adjective here, there's a bothersome aspect to this hadas. It doesn't have the obvious element, but it's a hadas. So as an additional noi, it's not a new mean. It's not going to make it into hey meaning. But if you learn, no. Avos defines this mean. In the absence of avos, you cease to be the eitz to which the Torah was referring. The Torah said, I want eitz avos. Without avos, you're not this eitz. You're hadas shoyte. You appear to be hadas. In the dictionary, you come across as hadas. But from a Torah perspective, from a halacha perspective, the chalois shem hadas is wrong. Is in, doesn't apply. Oy bazoy, even as a fourth hadas, even as a fifth hadas, it passes. It passes the mean.
Why it was not three?
Because it's not obvious, and that makes it a different mean. The defining factor of this mean is not the DNA, it's not which, you know, what plant it belongs to from a botanical perspective. Doesn't it what the Torah wants? The Torah wants a eight, which is obvious. If it's not obvious, it's a different mean. The mean over here is not determined by its character, but by its behavior. If it doesn't have obvious, it's not what the Torah is talking about. And that is in a very similar thought, Rav Yisai, we find with regards to the Esrig as well. The Ran asks a question. The Gemara says in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel that Lulav HaYavesh is possible. Lulav HaYavesh is possible, and the Gemara assumes that this psul is a psul kol shiva. The psul is for 7 days. Lulav HaYavesh is possible for 7 days, right? Why? Because the lav hodaru, it's not hodaru. Rek deran ashtarke kasha. There's a Gemara Mufareshes later, where the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Nikvu achborim, it's possible, because it's not hodor. Nikvu achborim, if insects or mice made a hole in the esrik, it passes the esrik, because it lacks hodor. The Gemara says, Befeish, because it lacks hodor. Frek the Gemara, what Rab Chanina matnu bevinafik? Rab Chanina, I mentioned earlier, would bite into his esrig and use it after the first day. Frek the Gemara says shver. The Mishnah says chotze kol shu pasul, and the Gemara answers habi yom tevrishin, habi yom tevshin, habi yom tevrishin, habi yom tevshin. Frek the Ran, it's the same hador. It's the same hador that tells me that if it's chaser, it's pasul. It's the same hador that tells me if it's yavish, it's pasul. When it comes to Yavesh, we say this psul goes on for 7 days. When it comes to Chaser, we say this psul hodor that is the absence in hodor that is achieved by a hole only passes for day number one and not for the subsequent days. Frekran, what's the difference? What's the difference? This is hodor and this is hodor. And the Ran uses a lashon which seems to be very interesting. On the face of it, it seems to be very interesting. I don't think if a bachur in a yeshiva would say such a thing, it would be accepted. The Ran says so, and we have to understand the Ran and what he means. But on the face of it, just reading it face value, it seems very shver. The Ran says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, Esrig HaYavesh, the entire thing is Yavesh. A Esrig that has Chaser, so you could be Mekayim Hador in the rest of the Esrig. You could be Mekayim Hador Bishar. That's the Lashon HaRan. Yavesh is Nitol Kol Hadorah. There's a pgam, there's a mum. If the fact that there's a hole is it makes it nice hodor. What do you mean the other chelik is hodor? It's felt in hodor l'chayin. And the Ran is moisif for Yerushalmi. The Ran brings from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says the lashon Yerushalmi is kvar omru bi Yerushalmi ayavish pasul mishum loy hamesim yahalalu ka hilkach gorat tfei. The Yerushalmi brings on the Esrig HaYavesh a pasuk lo yamesim yahalalu ko. The mele it's pasuk tvei. What's meintos Rabbi Yisai? I'm asking a question. What's the tziruf between these two things? If the Ran Hapsayah Soiv that it has to be entirely, there shouldn't be any remnant of hodor, so what's hodor the Yerushalmi? If it's Geboita in Yerushalmi that says a pasuk lo yamesim and Yavesh has a tzedin mesim, then it's not just because you don't have any hodor left. It's because it's mace. No, it seems to be two separate things. How did they come together? Rabbi Yisai, it seems that the Yerushalmi, that the Ran went with the same mahalach. In the Torah it says pri eitz hodor. There are two aspects. The Ran learned that there are two aspects of this din hodor. There's a chisar in hodor, which is a mum. It's a mum. There's something that is detracting from the hodor of this pri. Right? It could be a chazozis. It could be a chaser. There's something that is detracting from the hodor of this pri. But there's another din hodor. And this hodor defines the pri. It doesn't describe the pri, it defines the pri. The chalois shem esrig is toile in that it should be hodor. There could be a chisar in hada which is so strong that it ceases to be an esrik. The Torah didn't say esrik. The Torah said priates hada. Zokderan. This is the difference. On the first day, any chisar in hada passes. Even if the chisar in hada doesn't uproot the chalois shem esrik, it's still an esrik. But it's an esrik that is lacking hada that passes. On the other days, you have to have such an absence of hadar that it should cease to be hadar entirely. It's very ois ethnic. Those are the episodes you can't do on any of the other days either. Therefore, Zokteran, if you have something chaser, but be yisoyido, you're an ethnic, you have an ethnic, but there's something missing, something was pinched from this ethnic. A ethnic idos. It is an ethnic. And the day one has to be, in addition to being an ethnic, it has to be a beautiful ethnic. But on day two, three, and four, it's an ethnic and it's kosher. But if it's yavish entirely, if it's yavish entirely and there's nothing left that's not dry, that's not the priyei tzedek that the Torah spoke about. It's not that we have a chesaron in avodah. We've ceased to be the fruit that the Torah defined. It's a chesaron in the definition of the pri. Not, it's not an adjective. One of them brings to the pasuk like amazing yaleluko. Rabbi Isaiah, that person is not a mina medaber anymore. Becomes a chman al-tzan lo'eleinu adoymen. Becomes ois. There's a matzav where esrik becomes ois esrik. A ethnic is an ethnic that's alive. Once it's dried, it ceases to be a priyat hodr. Maybe it's an ethnic. But in Torah state, it's ethnic. In Torah state, priyat hodr. And the hodr, the shem hodr is nifka as soon as it's entirely dry. A chisarin, if there's nekvu achbarim, so there's something lacking in the ethnic. But you can't say it ceased to be an ethnic. It's an ethnic that's chaser. It's an ethnic. The ethnic is missing something. Habchazal kaveyagavan for the second day, it's still an ethnic, it's kosher. But a esrik that's yavesh, shteit in Yerushalmi lo yameisim yaleluka. It's a mace. It's a mace. A mace is always esrik.
The dafke if the whole of the esrik is yavesh.
Correct. Esrik yavesh. The whole is yavesh.
The whole of it.
The whole of it is yavesh.
If
correct.
You had the patch of yavesh, then you'd talk.
Luchayira would be the same. Yeah.
Say
correct.
Kind of
Luchayira. Yeah. Luchayira. Yeah. Yeah. In a chenami, the mashmos aran is what? What? Yeah, it's regen from previous years. The Gemara says it doesn't have to be yavesh. The shadows. What? What? When it becomes yavish, but lafi deran l'choyre the yavish is only post of the entire esrig is yavish. Esrig ha-yavish, the entire thing is yavish. Abisa, I just I see I have 4 minutes left. Just want to be what 6 minutes? I want to just there's this yisoid helps with many things over here in this pedik. It helps with the toisis as well. If there was more time, I would go there. But I just want to we mentioned the word shoyta. So we saw there two pshatim in the word shoyta, right? The Ram brings two pshatim of the word shoyta. Either shoyta means that the person is behaving like a shoyta, or that the presentation is false, right? It's a lie. It's meshata anibach. It's not true. It's a buchra sichlo. It's not really a hadas. Hadas shoyta kodinimli. It's not a hadas. It's a falsified hadas. It's not a faulty hadas, but it's a false hadas. If you learn what the first pshat is, we're talking about a hadas that has a chisor. And in the second halach in Iran, it's bechlal not a hadas. We're coming from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva. And Yom Kippur, Chazal tell us, itzumei shol yoy mechaper. So I'm literally going to say, itzumei shol yoy mechaper. In Yom Kippur, a person is a mechuper. A person who has a hidur tshuva is a mechuper. I think I may have told you the story once. I don't know who it was, but it was a big rebbe. Maybe it was Reb Itzakul, I don't know. Who was approached by a yid for a bracha to have children. He didn't have children for many years. And he said, I can't help you, but I give you a etzah. Motzi Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur, stand outside the Beis Medrash. And every person who walks out of the Beis Medrash, ask him to give you a bracha. Chazal tell us, every person who comes out the door, Motzi Yom Kippur, ask him to give you a bracha, you should have a child. So he stood there by the door, hundreds of yidden came by, they thought he's a bit strange, and each gave him a bracha. But Chazal tell us that in Yom Kippur, a person is like a tzaddik, right? A person is, Moichle Kol HaVinoysof. Moichle Kol HaVinoysof. In Tovshin Lamed Gimel, I wasn't born yet. Lamed Gimel, Yom Kippur, there was the Yom Kippur War. So the news came to the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Chatzadik Livracha, that there was such a thing happened. And the Rebbe then said, they think they chose Yom Kippur. He says, Yom Kippur, lo yimolit, there shouldn't be a hidur tshuva by every one of these soldiers. Every one of them is a tzaddik gomur. Torah semes is made that each one of the soldiers is a tzaddik gomur. There's no way there can't be any tzachim in this war. So it's on Chazal. Yom Kippur is Christian that's not. Chazal tell us further that until Motzei Sukkos, which is Rishon LeMinyan Avoinis, we remain in this state.
Until until the first day of Sukkot.
I'm sorry, until the first day of Sukkot. Until the first day of Sukkot, which is where we're standing now. I'm sorry. Rabbi Isai, Shaila Zazoy, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that the definition of Tshuva is Yoid Olav Yoideya Ta'alumois Shelo Yoshev L'Kis L'Oid. Yoid Olav Yoideya Ta'alumois Shelo Yoshev L'Kis L'Oid. The definition of Tshuva, this is what defines Tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be made on the person that he's never going to do an Aveira again. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a chibur in the back of the Sefer HaTanya, which is called the Igeres HaTshuva. From there, it's mashma that the tshuva is not enough for this chet. That he's not going to be oiver on any mitzvah saseh, mitzvah loisaseh. That is mashma. If a person, for example, is doing tshuva on Lashon Hara, and he thinks to himself, okay, Rechilas, I'll still speak. Rechilas, I'll still speak. Lashon Hara is a tshuva shlema. It could be that it's a machlekes Rishonim about it. I don't know. It could be that there are shittas who hold that Lagabi Lashon Hara, it's a ganzer tshuva. But from the Igeres HaTshuva is mashma befeidish that you're doing tshuva not only for the chet, you have to do tshuva for the whole merida b'malchus shamayim. If you're not being choizer from any other aveda, so it's not a complete tshuva. Frekta chashayla, how is anyone ever going to do tshuva? Where was the tshuva ibazui? You and I know that let's assume that only for lashon hara, the likelihood is we're going to speak lashon hara again, or something else that we're going to do. So this is what Chazal tell us, Rabbi Yisai. Chazal say, "Ein adam choyte elim kein michnas b'ruach shtus." We just had a beautiful definition for what shtus is. Shtus is a moment where you're not yourself. Oyid is be'emes not shaykh to a chet. Oyid is mufka from being married to Malchus Shemayim. Oyid is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shoyte is a person who's not being himself. The hadas shoyte is not a shoyte. It's not a hadas. Or certainly this behavior is not a hadas behavior. And the diuk in the Rambam is a diuk niflo. The Rambam doesn't write yoid olav yoideya asidois. It says yoid olav yoideya talumois. On this moment on Yom Kippur, a person is at his truest self. That person which is standing in the Mesmedesh Yom Kippur is not misugul to do a chet. He's loy avar v'loy yavar aveira miyomov. There's something else that will take over. There's a psaruach shtus that can come tomorrow and take over. At that moment, something else. There could be a chet. Avadah could be a chet. We understand that he's standing on Yom Kippur. We understand that Chas v'Shalom could be nichshel again. But on Yom Kippur, the true yid comes forth. The emes of a yid comes forth. The true oimek of a yid comes forth, where he's standing b'chachmosi. The Gemara says, "Ezu shoyta ma'abed mashenoistim boy. Ma shteit the neshama of a person is in chachmas shebenefesh. Chachmas koyach ma. When a person's mind is intact." He's mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's functioning not in the shoita capacity, but simply as an intellectual being, he's not mesugal to do a chet. It's a distortion of his mind that can bring him to a chet. He's ma'abed mashin leisna. He's ma'abed the chachma. He's ma'abed the koyachma. So that's a new matzav. That's a new matzav. And avada, when that matzav comes, we have to deal with the consequences and you have to do tshuva for that. But the emes of Yom Kippur and the reason why a yid is in kodesh HaKadosh in Yom Kippur, because the truth of a yid is that he's a kohen gadol. The truth of a yid is min hamikdash lo yeyeh. The truth of a yid that he's not mesugal to do a chet. There's other aspects that take on in a person's life that overtake, that hijack his true being. But the emes of Yom Kippur and the emes of the days in which we stand today is that we're in between avoynas. We're not mesugal, and that's the emes. We're not mesugal to do a chet. Okay, mezuzah chazayin. Stay the till a shanarab is still a gemar din, so zayin l'toyev l'rochot.